Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Looks like it's Wednesday already, right? Some people call it hump day, middle of the week. Eh, it's just another day, right? With lots of things going on. Open interaction here is the feature on the DJV program. I'm Doug Steffen with a good day to Jennifer Horn and Victoria Keelan and Jay Kirshner and all of you as we get excited, some of us anyway, about the Olympics, and some people get concerned and some people want to do politics when it comes to the Olympics. So I guess we start with the list of medals and where we are there. I think, Victoria, you and Jay watching that number, and then there are a couple of other things that are going on of interest and import. But first, how are we doing as Americans? Because we take pride, I think, in how we do, especially against the Russians and the Chinese. So how are we stacking up?
Well, we won our first gold, which is a good thing.
That's exciting.
Yeah, Lindsay Jacob Ellis was she's a 35-year-old snowboarder, and this was her first medal since 2006. And it's her first gold, and so this is her fifth Olympics she's been trying, and so she had a really good run. And unfortunately, though, on the other side of that, Michaela Schifrin, the alpine skier, she had two disastrous runs where she didn't even finish the course. And so this has been a really tough Olympics for her. Sean White, the snowboarder, advanced, and he's going to be competing in the finals on Thursday night. And Chloe Kim, who is kind of our most famous female snowboarder, she advanced handily into the finals, which are tonight. So we've got a few more chances, maybe for some gold, maybe with Chloe Kim a gold, maybe with Sean White, maybe he'll get a medal for his final Olympics. But I don't know the JD of the overall count. I know Lindsay was our first gold, so I think we've got a few other silvers. Oh, and one other update, which is strange. Team USA won the silver in the group figure skating. The Russian Olympic Committee won the gold medal. Yeah. But for some reason, there's no ceremony because they said there's a legal consideration. And so they're being very vague about it. They're holding up the medal ceremony while the Olympic Committee. Yeah, while they are investigating, they said. And so a reporter was asked if they would have their medals before they left Beijing, and the answer was very vague. So this may end up being, maybe it's a doping scandal, maybe there's something going on, something illegal, but they're definitely holding up the final results of the group figure skate.
Hmm. All right, so what does the total look like, Jay?
Well, Norway, they're sitting pretty in the first place with 9 medals overall, tied for 4 gold medals with Sweden, so Norway, Sweden, and the Netherlands are all taking over the first, second, and third spots. Mm-hmm. United States is in 10th with 7 total medals, 1 gold, like Victoria said, 5 silvers, and 1 bronze.
How does that compare to where we were at this time during the Olympics 4 years ago? Anybody got that? It seems like we're
that's
all
research.
Kinda,
you gotta ask for that in advance.
the essence of what I'm asking is how we are faring under the pressure, the unusual pressure of being in Beijing and being around all that confinement, and whether that's getting to, you know, if you don't have a good psychological point of view on this stuff, it begins to weigh on you and gets at you, you know, sleep as well, you know, all that sort of thing.
There's a lot of suspicious stuff going on.
Mm-hmm.
In the Winter Olympics 2018, answer your question, Doug. At the end of everything, Norway had 39 total medals, Germany had 31, Canada 29, United States 4th with 23.
All right. So we don't do as well in the Winter Olympics. The people who are strong are the ones you'd expect to be strong. I'm making this observation. Scandinavians who do a lot of winter stuff anyway. Maybe that's how you look at it. I see there are 5 women who were, you said there were a lot of things going on.
Yeah.
These 5 women are disqualified from the mixed team jump, the ski jump. because their jumpsuits were in violation of the rules? What does that mean? They were out there in bikinis?
They were too baggy, and that when you're up in the air, it would give you an advantage to hang in the air longer. I just find it very suspicious that Japan, Austria, Germany, and Norway were the five women from those countries were disqualified, and those are also the top countries in this event. Mm-hmm. It just there's so much. I don't know. Maybe
Chinese
years
are middling
from
around
now.
There
are other athletes who have been, you know, who were put in isolation. They got off the bus. They had a negative COVID test. They thought they were going to the hotel or to the, you know, the area Olympic Village where they would be staying. And then instead they were put in this, you know, remote hotel in quarantine with these pictures of the food. They got breakfast, lunch, and dinner, the same meal, and not enough food. And
yeah,
like
people are crying over the conditions, and they're saying that the people who are not athletes, who are still staying in the hotel, are getting better food. They're getting fruits and vegetables, whereas the athletes are getting...
And they're also being denied working out. They're not allowed to work out. How do these elite athletes sit around for a week and you don't allow them to even work out? And you know what? That hasn't happened. Haven't seen a story about anybody from Team China going through any of those, you know, any of those conditions. It's all like Germans and Austrians and everybody who's really good.
The rest of the world needs. What does it take to wake people
Something
up?
Something is very
what's going
fishy.
On?
Something's very fishy.
So what's the hospital condition like? Skier Nina O'Brien got an open fracture of her left tibia and fibula in a crash during the giant slalom. She's 24 years old, treated on the scene, and then she went to a hospital in the area where the alpine skiing events are being held. So I'd like to know what kind of treatment there. Apparently was surgery performed on her to fix the bones in her leg. And then she said, I want to go home.
Yeah, I don't blame her.
Yeah, I don't either.
I would have said, how fast can you get me back to the United States or over to Germany or England, anywhere else?
Fix it.
This is just a point, though. This is why it makes it, I'm not an Olympics person, admittedly, but this is just why it makes it even extra hard for me to even engaged, because it's like it is so clearly the horror stories that you're hearing coming out of it. The story about Peng Shuai coming out, and now she's sitting there cheerleading for the woman who defected from America to go to China who happened to fall, but she's there like in the crowd cheering this lady on with her escorts from the Chinese Communist Party. I mean, it's just, then you hear the stories about the treatment. I don't know. It's just very difficult for me to feel good about anything that's happening. It's, I don't know.
All right, who feels good about the Oscar nominations? I'm looking at this list. I don't see you trying to find something good in here.
I feel like you're the only person who's going to know any of these movies.
Well, I'll get the
I actually recognized a lot of them.
Belfast is up. Coda is up. Don't Look Up is up. I know all those three movies, and they're all good movies, frankly. I don't
West
know
Side
Drive
Story.
My Car. What's that, Mary?
West Side Story.
Power of the Dog. Nightmare Alley, Licorice Pizza, King Richard, Dune. Drive My Car is the only one I don't really know anything about. I've seen Belfast, Coda, Don't Look Up, Licorice Pizza, Power of the Dog, and West Side Story. No, I didn't see West Side Story. So I've seen, and I would say of that group, if I were voting, I would probably vote for either one of the first three I mentioned, Belfast, supremely good story, well told. Coda is a fabulous story, very well told. Great cast. Don't Look Up. Shot a lot of it here around where I am. Leonardo DiCaprio in a very unusual role for him. And Jennifer Thompson, very good. And there's a lot in it that, reading between the lines, there's a message in the movie. Licorice Pizza, kind of a greasy kids movie. It was an interesting movie, the story doesn't resonate with me, that's for sure. Power of the Dog, I thought was an awful movie, given, I know that I'm probably in the minority with that among people who are supposedly experts, but.
What is that movie about? That's Benedict Cumberbatch, right?
Yeah,
isn't he
in
that?
A bad guy who, is just, he kills, it's just awful. I mean, that's the only way I can describe it.
Well, what's
he's
the
in
plot?
Australia.
That sounds awful.
Well, the plot is his brother. They're in a business. They own a sort of a cattle ranch. And he and his brother are not alike at all. He doesn't like his brother. His brother marries a woman, and the woman has a son who's gay, and the son is the subject of much ridicule. And Cumberbatch, on a couple of circumstances, I don't want to give necessarily the movie away, threatens the kid.
So it's like a family drama is what the story is.
Yeah, but it's so anti-whatever I suppose people say, well, Cumberbatch is doing a great job because it's not a role you see him in. I find him to be a likable actor, and he's not likable in this at all. And I think when maybe people like to challenge whatever they push their boundaries and stuff, but I think a guy like that who has a certain, Arnold Schwarzenegger playing a bad guy. It doesn't work.
Shows how well of an actor he is. If you hate him.
Oh, he's a great actor.
Was so unlikable as that character.
Yeah, but see, it's all, you asked me how I thought about it. Javier Bardem is up for, I thought that Ricardo's ought to be up for Best Picture, and it isn't. But Bardem is up
really
for Best
Actor. I was
really
happy, though. What did I tell you after I saw that one? J.K. Simmons, I said, I think even better than Nicole Kidman, and all the awards buzz was around Nicole Kidman, but he got
a
nomination.
He's up for Best Actor and Supporting Role.
Well,
yeah.
Yeah, so I think there's a sleeper. Maybe it'll be him. I don't know. He was really good.
Kirsten Dunst is the wife, by the way, in The Power of the Dog, and her real husband in real life is the one she's married to in that movie. Interesting story there. And so, let's see, Judi Dench is up for Best Actress in Supporting Role. She was very good. My God, you look at her and you wonder, is that makeup or is she just getting that old? when you see her in the role that she plays in that's a very sound movie, story-wise. Best Original Song. The movie music in Belfast all came from Van Morrison, and most of the music is recognizable Van Morrison music. Down to Joy is a new song that he put in for the soundtrack to Belfast. And Billie Eilish, as you can imagine, would be up for No Time to Die. I wonder how that will shake out.
Usually Bond movies, Bond theme songs win. That's sort of the pattern, so we'll see.
Yeah, I'm guessing that's probably... Anyway, so it's interesting.
We don't know
list.
Who's hosting, right? It's somebody's going to host, but nobody.
Okay, have a couple of different hosts, don't they? That they're going to work through.
It seems that's the last I heard was that they were working on a few different ones, but I'm not sure who.
Mm-hmm. All right, here we are. It's the Wednesday program. DJB time is 18 after the hour.
If I'm going to work from my home office, I need my home office to work for me.
It's possible at Staples.
To be most productive, my home office needs to have everything my office has.
Also possible because your local Staples store has the tools your business needs to get work done from home. And right now, you can save up to 40% on select chairs to put the finishing touch on your home office. Explore what's new at Staples, the working and learning store. Ends 2/26. In-store only while supplies last.
Calitone is collagen. We're born with collagen. We lose it. You're putting back into your body what your body has naturally. There are no drugs. There are no stimulants. And what it does, it supports the lean muscle. It burns your stored fat. You're going to more than likely see inch loss before weight loss. That doesn't happen fast. Also, if you have anything joint-wise, muscle-wise, it's going to go there first. You know, your body breaks down the collagen protein, and one of those proteins is glycine, which helps your body sleep more soundly. So there's many, many benefits, but it's one of your few that your heart patients, your diabetics, if you're on prescription meds, it will not interact at all.
There's a 45-day money-back guarantee. Use the code DJV for free shipping and to get these BOGO deals. It's a great way to lose weight, the healthiest way to do it in America. Check it all out at toploss.com.
Today on Hey Culligan, how smart is your water? Here's Tracy.
Hey Culligan, I think my water might be dumb.
Good news, Tracy. Your water's not dumb, it's just not talking to you.
You can make my water talk.
No, but the new Culligan Smart Drinking Water System can talk to your phone to tell you when your water filters need changing and help you meet drinking water goals.
Now that's some brilliant H2O.
You said it, Tracy, and we're already on the way. Let us help you out with a free in-home water test with a local Culligan water expert at Culligan.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
It's 23 after the hour now on the DJV program, trending time from our Instagram and Twitter accounts, facebook.com/DJV show, but you can always reach all of us, including Jay, who is the monitor of all of your thoughts here and also the stories, and certainly lots of things about the Olympics are in fashion, I guess, right, Jay, in vogue. And so here's some, everybody's got a problem, including Leslie Jones. We'll find out about that after this.
Rob tried to manage his constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating day after day. After realizing it was irritable bowel syndrome with constipation or IBS-C, he found another way and finally said yes to adding Linzess.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
I want to talk, don't let me get away with discussions of things related to the Super Bowl without talking about the show that was on CBS last night, the best commercials of all time on the, it was fabulous, actually.
I always think that people are such suckers. It's like, we love the commercials, and yeah, we watch TV shows about them and watch the commercials.
Yeah, right, exactly. All right, so what's going on here with Leslie Jones? Jay, bring us the story.
She's been live tweeting and doing some of her commentary for the Olympics, and she was telling her fans that this Olympics is probably going to mark the last time she does the live tweeting. And a lot of times she will include video of TV footage and the commentary, and then she adds her own commentary to it. And she says that she thinks NBC was blocking her, and she was just tired of fighting those powers that be. And so this is probably
blocking her. Why and how? blog? What does that
mean? Well, and then NBC came out and released a statement, and they were like, no, it's because sometimes you use video and it's third-party copyright and you're getting them taken down because of the copyright notices. But NBC claims that they've fixed it. They're a fan of Leslie doing her commentary, and they hope that she continues to do it.
But I don't even understand what the flap is.
The videos. She's standing in front of a TV pointing at certain things that are happening in the Olympics, and she was rebroadcasting, which you can't do. It's like the NFL, any sporting event, if you've got that, you can't do that. So that's apparently what they were talking about with the third-party error. So it looks like it was broadcasting rights that she didn't have. They didn't take down her tweets. It's her videos that got taken down.
You can't air the Olympics on this show just because for the commentary of talking about it. Like, you have to have the rights to air it.
Right.
In pieces other than little tiny clips.
Yeah. Okay. Pardon me if I'm not...
I know you don't like her, but for people who...
I don't like her. I don't get it. I know that she's very popular with a lot of people, and good. That's fine.
She's also the new host of Supermarket Sweep, the reboot.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So she's everywhere now, but a lot of people, including the Olympic athletes, all the live tweeting that she did always went viral, and there was one guy in particular that she had a crush on, and it was like a whole big international thing where he knew about it, and all the athletes know that she's tweeting, and it's been a very fun little subplot to the last couple of Olympics, so a lot of people follow along with it.
Anybody watch that best commercial show last night on CBS with Daniela Ruha, who's one of the stars of CSI New York, no, NCIS of Los Angeles, and Boomer. It was kind of fun, the two of them back and forth. The best commercial at the end of voting. I'm in tears. Actually, I think about that little horse that grows up to a big horse and he chases down the guy who raised him. It's a wonderful spot, actually. They should run it over and over.
Budweiser?
Yeah, Budweiser spot. One. Yeah. 28 past here on the DJV program.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with Exergen.
Here's today's top automotive tech story. I'm Nick Miles, Jeep Grand Cherokee 4xe, the first ever electrified Grand Cherokee, offering an all-new plug-in hybrid powertrain, delivering 25 miles of all-electric range and 56 mpge, featuring welcome class interior, the most advanced high-tech safety and security features in its class, and segment-leading advanced technologies, starting at an MSRP of $57,700. For more automotive tech news, just go to testmiles.com.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
This week on RVER, sponsored by Progressive Insurance.
Hey, Chief, we got a damaged RV on its way to the OR.
Well, that sounds like a job for the new head of RV surgery.
Wait, are you promoting me?
Congrats, Martinez.
That RV's flatlining!
Well, that sounds like a job for the new head of nursing.
So you're just promoting everyone now?
Yeah, kind of looks that way, doesn't it?
When your RV really needs saving, Progressive has you covered. See if you could save with a leader in RV insurance. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, covered subject to policy terms.
Cutting the price of your wireless bill feels good. Really good. So good, you gotta try it. With Straight Talk, you can get our Silver Unlimited plan for just $45 a month. Now with unlimited high-speed data, plus 5 gigabytes hotspot data, and no contract, with nationwide 5G on America's best networks. Why pay a whole lot for your data when you can get unlimited for a whole lot less? Straight Talk Wireless. No contract, no compromise.
5G-capable device required. Actual availability, coverage, and speed may vary.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pride.
The mask mandate in Virginia schools has become optional when Republican Governor Glenn Youngkin made it an executive order. Some schools in Virginia are breaking the law by still demanding masks in their schools. The Virginia Senate Tuesday, in a bipartisan vote, backed Governor Youngkin's executive order. Loudoun County parent Clint Thomas has two daughters that were kicked out of school because of the masking issue. He tells Fox News the school districts will probably continue to break the law.
Yeah, we'll see. You know, this school system, unfortunately, has proven to
have a little bit of gall to stand up against the governor. And they've even misapplied the law here in Virginia, in my opinion, with SB 1303 or Chapter 456.
As Democrats want Americans to forget they were the party to defund the police, Democrat Representative Cori Bush from Missouri says she's not going to stop using the slogan defund the police ahead of this fall's midterms. Bush said during an hour-long conversation with reporters that she's sticking to her activist roots. USA Radio News.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
As the mask mandate in schools debate rages on, Dr. and Senator Rand Paul, a Republican from Kentucky, told Newsmax that Democrat governors are finally rolling back COVID-19 mask mandates despite objections from the Biden administration.
I don't think we should be surprised that the White House may be the last place to finally get some common sense. But I think Democrat governors are hearing from moms and dads and teachers and kids that, you know, the science doesn't appear to be working for, you know, masks preventing infection, and that they're tired of wearing it. So I think ultimately we're going to get to a groundswell, and I think the Democrat governors are starting to sense this. Probably the last place on the planet that will finally get some common sense, though, will be the White House. But I think we keep pressing, because otherwise it's really sad to see these kids being paraded around in cloth masks that don't work and being forced to hide behind masks and told that they're dangerous and they're going to die if they breathe air. None of that is true. The kids need to be out of the mask, and the sooner the better.
Dr. Paul says science does not back the mandates put in place.
You know, I think none of the things the government did really changed the trajectory of the virus. I do think that vaccination and natural immunity are slowing it down. Eventually we'll have enough immunity and the virus will mutate, I guess, to a lesser and lesser lethality that we'll get to a point where we overcome this. And I think we're there.
Thanks for listening. My name is Lance Pry, and we are USA Radio News.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
DJV Health Podcast with Dr. Jack Stockwell.
Some of the strongest, most beautiful bodies on the face of the planet. Babies that were just so healthy that they hardly ever got disease. But when a white man moved into that area and brought in white flour and brought in alcohol and brought in the other things, now they're one of the most sickest of the indigenous peoples in America. And the same thing we did with the Inuit Eskimo up in Alaska.
All DJV Health Podcasts can be found at DJVHealthShow.com. Or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's 34 at the hour here on the DJV program. Lots of things going on today as usual. Yes, indeed. I have a pronouncement to make. I have an observation. Jennifer, Victoria, Jay, everybody. I have decided that California oranges are better than Florida oranges. I've had them both recently.
I don't
recently.
Think I've ever had a California orange, now that I think about
good.
It. I have
much,
a lot of
much
trees.
Better. Yeah, lots
I think,
better.
I don't know, they're probably all good. It just depends on where you are and what time of year.
I just bought a bag of of Florida oranges because I haven't had any for a long time, and I'm just, you know, I eat fruit all through the course of the program, and I've bit into a bite of a, I cut them up into six pieces, and I had one, I usually have one on each break. This is probably too much information, who cares, but I bit into this one from Florida, the first one I had, and I said, this is terrible. So,
it was bitter.
There it is, a word to the wise when you're shopping for oranges. Get California oranges, and this is not a commercial from the California Orange Commission. So let's see what's going on in the life and times of Tom Brady. Tom stopped playing, right? Going to quit? Well, maybe not.
For now.
Huh? For now,
for
right?
Now.
For the rest of the year. So the people here in Boston are, you know, there are still tons of Brady fans here, even though he doesn't like. As a matter of fact, people are pretty angry at Belichick. For a lot of reasons, it seems lately, because of the thing with the black player and the Brady thing, the way it was handled, and yada, yada, yada. So anyway, he on his podcast announced his retirement, right? And now on the next podcast, he said, well, I don't know, there may be a comeback in here. He said, quote, I'm going to take things as they come. Okay, what does that mean? The best way to put it, he says, I don't think that, you know, you never say never. Sounds like a James Bond movie. At the same time, I know I feel good about my decision. I don't know how I'll feel tomorrow, 6 days from now, 6 weeks from now, 6 months from now. So, anyway, his decision, he said, was what he thought was the best thing at the time for him. But at the same time, I think that you have to be realistic that you never know what challenges there are going to be in life. I love playing. I'm looking forward to doing things other than playing. That's as honest as I can get. So anyway, all this stuff has been back and forth and up and down. So I thought it was interesting, Jennifer, that Gronk has been talking about what he's going to do. Is he going to follow suit? Is he going to quit? I think this might be one of the things that gives it away. He's not doing anything now. See, I'm thinking he and Brady must have talked, and Brady said, yeah, I don't really, maybe I'll be back. And so Gronk hasn't said he was going to leave, which would be what you'd think he'd say, given the fact that he went there to play with Tom in the first place. Am I putting too much into this, or does that make sense? Anybody following?
No, I haven't really heard much from Gronk. He stopped playing football, came back because Brady asked him to, in Tampa Bay. They obviously
kind of assumed that he's going to go out again, right? That he's done.
Yeah, I mean, I think they kind of follow each other, but you know, maybe Gronk had some fun times and he had some money. I mean, one of the big stories from the playoffs is that Brady played even though the game was in hand. Brady insisted on staying in the game so that he could throw to Gronk, so that Gronk could get some of his bonuses. So, I mean, they have a very strong relationship. We don't know what Gronk's contract status is like, if he can drop out, but it is interesting that Brady gave himself the door, basically the open door, a lot like Brett Favre, to say, maybe I might come back. You never know. Maybe it's not quite over yet.
Yeah. Okay. So what's wrong with that? Doug Emhoff. Everybody know who he is? Raise your hands, please, if you know who Doug Emhoff is. Referred to as the second gentleman, I believe, right?
Mm-hmm.
So he does a lot of speaking engagements, goes around to high school and colleges and public events and stuff as the husband of the vice president. Apparently he was at a high school yesterday in Washington for a Black History Month event in the school museum, and then he was told by security, we got to go. So does he have Secret Service? He probably does have Secret Service.
Oh, yeah,
right?
For sure. Sure.
Yeah, right. So anyway, there was a bomb in the building, or there was a call-in?
Bomb threat.
There was a bomb in the building. But there wasn't, right? There was no bomb that went off there. So
thankfully,
who's
no. Yeah. I mean, that's. Didn't they catch a bunch of kids? Was it like five kids that they caught already who were making these bomb threats?
Good way to get out of school for a while.
The initial, no, they were white calling against black schools, because that was the initial thing on February 1st, the first day of Black History Month. And so all of these, it seems like these traditionally, these black schools are continuing to get these bomb threats. The FBI is involved. The Secret Service has been working with them. It's, I don't know. I mean, this is what we're teaching kids now. This is this.
Well, why are we teaching kids now?
I don't know. No one wants to teach what actually happened in American history anymore because that's, you know, because all these little delicate kids can't learn about anything that, you know, negative in our history. And this is the kind of stuff that they're doing now. So it's great.
Mm-hmm. So the unholy alliance. Now, remember when George Bush used to call them the Axis of Evil, right? The Russians, the Chinese, and the Iranians. So now, according to some things floating around, instead of the Axis of Evil, it's the Alliance of Autocracies. How about that? The picture of Putin and Xi Jinping there, whatever his name is, together looking at each other. I wonder what they do after the meeting. They go back and have a butt? What do they do, these guys, when they get together? Like, not just these guys, but in general, but probably go out and have a drink, right? Let's go out and have some vodka. Cool. Anyway.
I don't know.
Both. But, you know, they're stirring the pot and keeping everybody on edge. Astrologer friend of mine says that if Putin's going to attack, the best day to do it is February 11th.
Oh, my God. Really?
2 days from now. Yep.
Why? What made her pick that date?
Listen, the moon's someplace and something else is somewhere else and it's up Uranus and I don't know why.
Well, obviously he wants to be in Ukraine's moon. We know that, but that's very strange. Oh, my gosh.
What's the best day for total world domination?
Right.
February 11th. Okay, our senators, or some of them, don't like J.P. Morgan Chase, and I don't blame them. I don't do business. Well, let's see. What do I have? Citibank. I haven't done business with Chase for a long time. Anybody here got a Chase?
Me.
You got a credit card?
Chase.
Okay.
Well, no, I have a Chase, my bank, you know, checking and savings bank account in Chase.
Well, I mean, you take a picture of the check I send you, and then that's all you have to do to deposit
it. And the Chase app magically zooms it into my account.
I got it. Okay. Mm-hmm. Anyway, they have, according to some senators, renewed their predatory practice of robo-signing. So what is robo-signing?
Meaning that they're going after, they're suing people with credit card debt, and so this is their debt collection practices, and so they have a group of, I don't know how many, but it's a small group of people, maybe like 10 people, and so they, without really investigating any of these cases, were just rubber stamping, yes, this person's delinquent, yes, you know, they, and so essentially the Consumer Financial Bureau went in, I think this was over 10 years ago. And so anyway, they stepped in and said, okay, what you're doing is predatory. And also they were going after minority borrowers, much, you know, at a 5-to-1 ratio. Mm-hmm. And so they had this deal in place where they weren't going to do it anymore, and they had stopped. And so when the pandemic hit, even though it became illegal to go after people who had credit card debt, Chase apparently was doing it anyway. And so if you are on the receiving end of one of these lawsuits from Chase, I would say stall, because I think that someone's going to step in and prevent them from and get them tossed from whatever, if they've even been filed in court yet. But because in their inflated totals, erroneous amounts of money that they were saying people owed that they didn't, it turned out to be a racket.
Well, I think these big companies, these big banks have so much power and control because they, if you look at the members of the Senate and the House Banking Committee and see how much money they get in contributions from the banks like Chase and any of you can Citibank, you can look at Wells Fargo,
Did a couple of years ago.
Yeah.
They're happy the pandemic hit because no one's talking about them anymore.
Jennifer,
but
didn't
remember
you come
they were
on the
opening
short end of that? Yeah.
My mom was. They opened up an account in my mom's name that she never agreed to, because she has a credit card with them, and then they opened up like a checking account or something in her name. It was they were doing all kinds of shady stuff.
Well, this is what happens when you let big companies like this have monopolistic control. Same in the drug world, the same in the food world, the same. Look at this, the connection, the spirit. Even though it's a measure, when you look at the track record of Frontier and Spirit, the two worst airlines in the country coming together to make the biggest worst airline.
Their website should just be one big complaint center where everyone can go and just complain.
Right.
I mean, they have more complaints than anybody. They don't even need to have anything else on their website.
So yesterday I was looking at some of the PR, all the great news. They're both out there heralding how we're going to get a new airline. New carrier is going to be about the same size as JetBlue and United and Delta. Unfortunately, what they aren't saying is the new airline is a result of a merger between Spirit and Frontier. And if you have never flown either one of them, they're described by some. This guy in the Wall Street Journal said the bottom feeders in the aquarium of aviation. I thought that was a fabulous.
That's funny.
Bottom feeders in the aquarium of aviation.
But the most
horrible.
Delicious bottom feeder of all is a lobster. So you never know. Maybe this new thing will end up becoming better than JetBlue.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know what happened to JetBlue, but JetBlue used to be amazing.
Too big.
So I'm not sure.
Too fast.
I used to love it.
Yeah, they're horrible. They're worse than Spirit and Frontier. Or they're all, everybody's running for the bottom, and Americans beginning to look good when you compare them.
That says something.
Yeah, it really does when you look at this. So anyway, they're going to Frontier, which basically has no money, is going to borrow $2.9 billion to buy Spirit from a guy who... if I remember correctly, he owned a couple of grocery stores in Fort Lauderdale, and somehow ever was asked, I can see the guy, but I can't remember his name. He put the money up to have them, they bought the first few planes, three planes. He had enough money to sign for leasing three planes, and that's where Spirit got started. They started flying out of Fort Lauderdale to, like, places that no other airline would go. And that's how they built, that's kind of what JetBlue did when they got started. And if you look at the low fares and then try to add up, there was a contest online that I got a kick out of that you might see, Jay, when you're looking around social media, people coming up with ideas on what you could call the new airline. Wicked Wings Airways was one that came to the surface. Don't Call Us Air. Wing plus a prayer. PRAIR. I thought that was the best one. Anyway, there you go. Let's have a hip hip hooray for Frontier and Spirit. 47 after the hour.
Hey, team, it's a full house. We got to pick up the pace.
At Hank's Restaurant, the line goes around the block.
This for 12? Okay, I need the truffle oil drizzle.
What he needs is another line cook.
Oh, man. Are the quail breasts still in the sous vide? Dave, can you keep an eye on that, please?
Indeed can help him hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Instant Match instantly connects you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your sponsored job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Have you wanted to speak a new language but thought it'd be too difficult or take too much time? Then try Babbel. In just 15 minutes a day, Babbel teaches you conversations that you will actually use. With 14 languages and lesson topics like travel, business, relationships, and more, you'll learn what matters most to you. Babbel. Language for life. Learn a new language with ease. Go to Babbel.com to try for free. That's Babbel.com.
Drivers who switch and save with Progressive save over $700 on average, and those savings add up. Imagine what you could buy in the future.
Remember how 15 years ago I switched to Progressive? Well, I used all those savings to buy that golf club that swings for you. But now everyone that plays golf is really good because, you know, the club swings for you. In the future, which is now.
So switch to Progressive and save big because those savings can add up in the future. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National annual average insurance savings by new customer surveyed who saved with Progressive in 2020. Potential savings will vary.
Cutting the price of your wireless bill feels good. Really good. So good, you gotta try it. With Straight Talk, you can get our Silver Unlimited plan for just $45 a month. Now with unlimited high-speed data, plus 5 gigabytes hotspot data, and no contract, with nationwide 5G on America's best networks. Why pay a whole lot for your data when you can get unlimited for a whole lot less? Straight Talk Wireless. No contract, no compromise.
5G capable device required. Actual availability, coverage, and speed may vary. See terms and conditions at straighttalk.com.
Progressive is America's number one motorcycle insurer, so we understand motorcycles. No, really, we have a bike translator.
Okay, this is awkward, but this bike says he'd appreciate it if you removed his skull-patterned saddlebags. He feels self-conscious about them around all the other bikes, and he says you're not fooling anyone. You mostly ride with your golfing buddies. Listen, I'm just the messenger here. Oh, no, I don't want to say that. I think you made yourself clear.
Quote with Progressive and see if you could save with America's number one motorcycle insurer. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates.
I need postcards printed and designed. Oh, and a targeted direct mail campaign.
It's possible at Staples.
I need my presentation printed, bound, and perfect.
Also possible with Staples Print Big Promise. Your small business marketing will make a big impact. And right now, get 20% off custom printed signs, banners, and posters when you spend $75 or more. Explore what's new at Staples, the working and learning store. Ends 2/26. Visit staples.com/signage for details.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
53 after the hour now on this Wednesday. It's the DJV overview of what's going on in technology with Tech Talk time. Victoria Keelan is here with me. I'm Doug Steffen. News of the news. Right? Is that what TikTok? What is, I don't, honestly, do you want to, can you spend a few seconds? What is TikTok?
And it's a why social media app.
Okay. So what's the, how is it different than anybody else? How did it get traction?
It got traction with really young kids. It has, it still has a younger demographic than the other social media platforms. And there are dance challenges. So if you've seen, you know, if you're flipping around the internet and you see, you know, videos of like a couple of kids standing there doing a synchronized dance, like that's all from TikTok. Lots of funny videos. It's very, it's a very entertaining platform. But this new news that came out on TikTok that is surprising is actually about hard news. And so TikTok has become a very unexpected place that Gen Z is getting their news from, because, you know, no one's like watching the local news and no one reads newspapers. And so everybody gets their news online for the most part.
Certainly.
Yeah, you love a good old newspaper that makes your fingers dirty.
That's it. Right.
But Gen Zers are actually, they're now starting to track where Gen Zers are getting their news, and it turns out TikTok is a major resource. And so TikTok themselves released this study saying they were just really surprised overall by the response to straightforward news that they were seeing. So publishers like ESPN and Daily Mail. They're some of the most popular. They've had all kinds of viral cultural moments that have come from their TikTok pages. ESPN has 22 million followers on TikTok. Bleacher Report has 3 million. And then this is really surprising to me. CBS News has more followers than they have 2 million followers. That's the most of any news network. So CBS News is obviously putting out content than Gen Z is checking out. Now, E! News, that's not surprising. That's all entertainment news. And Food Network, also not surprising because you're going to see a lot of, you know, meal prep videos, which are very popular on YouTube as well. But they all have 2 million followers each. The Washington Post, then ABC News, USA Today, TMZ, Sports Illustrated, and BuzzFeed all have 1 million followers on TikTok. And so now a lot of other publishers and advertisers are looking to TikTok thinking, okay, you know, this is a huge new wave. I mean, they haven't had this since 2015. And so that's kind of like, you know, they likened it to the big days of Facebook, and that's the last time they had growth of this level. And so it's interesting. We'll see how this changes the landscape for news networks and how they reach an audience.
Pretty amazing how the world is changing, right? The world, what is it, the world squirms or worms?
Well, you know, I'm always making fun of CBS, right, as like yes. The geriatric channel.
Right.
So props to them for being the number one most watched news network on TikTok.
TikTok time is 56 after up with iPhones in our focus after this.
Before Bamboo HR, I feel like crying just thinking about it.
We were still handling everything via paper, and we literally had paper stacked.
It was all in spreadsheets and, like, folders.
From the moment I started using it, I felt calmer.
As soon as we started using the Bamboo, like, onboarding checklist, I mean, it was extremely easy.
Headcount, turnover, years of service. Like, there's just so many different reports that I use at different points in time.
I'm, like, totally set free to focus on the people, to focus on development, to focus on team dynamics.
It's freeing me up to do more of the stuff that actually matters in HR, which is interacting with people, learning from them, and then building stuff for them.
Everything is in this one place. I can't even imagine what it would be like without Bamboo HR.
We're Bamboo HR, and we'd love to set you free to do great work. Come try our award-winning all-in-one HR software for free with no strings attached. Visit BambooHR.com/demo for this free trial offer. That's BambooHR.com/demo.
All right, so iPhones, we're going to have to carry our phone with us all the time, and when I hit the wrong button, it'll go someplace that's not supposed to go, but anyway.
Well, if you got rid of the home button, you wouldn't have a button to push. So the news is that Apple is set to transform iPhones into contactless credit card readers and payment processors later this year. This is called Tap to Pay feature, which was announced on Tuesday, and it could make it easier for merchants to conduct their business and accept contactless payments without any extra equipment. And so with Tap to Pay, Apple will also support Google Pay, Samsung Pay, and other contactless payment methods on Android services. And so Tap to Pay is powered by Near Field Communications, NFC. If you ever see that abbreviation, that's what that means. It's used to buy contactless credit cards and in payments made from phones to point-of-sale terminals. So, like, when you go to Starbucks and you get your drink and you hold your phone up over the reader, it's going to be just like that. But in reverse, you'll be able to accept payments if you're a small business owner rather than, you know, using it just to pay.
Got it. All right. I got that all straight. Thank you, Victoria. Doug Steffen with Victoria Keelan at 59 after the hour.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.